This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Megan Rouleau and Nancy Clark, and we're talking about the Division for Children, Youth, and Families looking for foster parents to sign up with them. And you can get more information anytime by calling 603-447-1430. That's 447-1430. You can also go to nheasy.nh.gov/DCYF/#. Megan, Nancy, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
This is all about foster parenting, and when we get into the specifics of foster parenting, we're talking about not necessarily adopting a kid, but basically being there for the kid while the child is either their parents are working through something, or maybe they are looking for adoption, but they haven't found that family, forever family, yet.
Okay, yeah, I'll start. We're here today because we really, this valley is so amazing and has such amazing people, and we have a real shortage of foster homes, both emergency foster homes, which is what we are, and long-term foster homes. And it's just such an amazingly rewarding, wonderful experience that's why we're here, is to talk about that. You know, and in our life, one of the misconceptions that we hear from our friends and our colleagues in the Mount Washington Valley is, oh, I don't have time. Well, my husband and I have multiple businesses. We have four children. But yet, you know, there's always room. You always have more love, and you always can provide a warm, safe home. And we have so many homes like that that could fit into these gaps and fill these gaps, if you will.
Yeah, and so kids come into care when their family, their parents, or their caregiver is not able to keep them safely in their home. And so when it gets to that point, DCYF intervenes and looks to place them in a foster home within the state of New Hampshire and here in Carroll County. So Nancy is a long-term foster parent for us, as is her husband, Rob. She's worked with the division for many years. So we utilize them on a short-term and emergency basis when we have kids that need that type of care. That type of home.
I want to clarify, there is emergency and non-emergency foster parenting positions that we're looking to sign people up for.
So we have all types of homes, types of foster care, and we are in need of all. Initially, there is what we call, or generally, long-term foster homes, which means you have a child for an extended period of time. It can be a couple months to a year, sometimes more, depending on the situation. Then there's short-term, so maybe a shorter stay, 6 months or less. And then there's emergency care, which is a call in the middle of the night. We're saying we need a home for this child. Can you take them? And you take them in on an emergency basis, and they can stay for that long term, or it could be a short term placement. So you're saying up to 2 weeks or 2 days, whatever it is that your family is comfortable providing care for.
And I think an important clarification there is that Rob and I chose to be emergency foster care parents, so we signed up to get called in the middle of the night. That doesn't happen. That's your choice as a family. And the emergency portion of it is we went for additional training to do specifically that.
If you're just tuning in, it's Division for Children, Youth, and Families. They're looking for foster parents. You can get more information by calling 603-447-1430. That's 447-1430. You can also go to nheasy.nh.gov/DCYF/#. That's nheasy.nh.gov/DCYF/#. And I'm joined by Megan Rouleau and Nancy Clark, who are both with the foster parenting program. Megan works for Division of Children, Youth, and Families. Nancy is a foster parent herself. Megan, before the interview, you were saying that people can be very, very specific in what they want, or they can be general in what they want in terms of foster kids.
That's correct. We are looking for homes for sibling groups, single children, babies, so ages 0 to 21, we oftentimes need homes across the board. And so if you are comfortable with school-age children in your home, we can tailor your role to fit that need. Or if you want babies, that's cool too. And teenagers alike, we are in need of homes for everybody, and we will work with you around what you're comfortable with.
with this whole program, volume is extremely important for the Division for Children, Youth, and Families, because if you have a bunch of homes in Carroll County, you can keep kids in Carroll County. But if you have less homes here, then it's harder to get kids to stay here, and they might have to be sent to a different part of New Hampshire, which is something that's it's hard on the kid.
Yes. Taking a child out of the community that they're familiar with is obviously traumatic, as is taking a child out of their home. And so if we can keep a child in their community, it's better for them. They do better, and we're not causing additional trauma in their life.
Nancy, I want to ask you, you've been a longtime foster parent, and you do fostering on a short-term basis.
Yes.
So you get the kids for what would entail a short-term basis? Is that a week, a weekend? What does that entail?
When DCYF calls, their first question, well, they give me the information, you know, this is the age, the situation. How long can you keep this child or this baby? And so there are times when I have to say, oh, you know, I'm traveling on Monday, so just for the weekend, or we have a gap in our schedule, so as long as you need. So, but when you go through your training, they typically say 24, 36 to 48 hours, but they're really flexible with us. Really, we've had a baby that came back to us three times over the course of a year. And they were the first stint was 3 months because we had time and we could do that, and we just love that. And there's been other times where I've had to say, oh, I'm getting on a plane in 2 days, but yeah, absolutely we can take. And they're so, DCYF is so accommodating with us.
We were talking before the interview, you were saying that they are very accommodating to the schedule of the foster parents. So
it's entirely
based around what you can do on your time.
Yes. And even that, the rare call in the middle of the night, they are so respectful. The first question is, can you? And we either say yes or no. If I say no, they say, no problem, have a great night, and they move on to their list. Locally here in Carroll County, they do exactly the same thing. It's really, really great.
So it's Division for Children, Youth, and Families, and they are looking for foster parents to sign up and help them. For more information, you can call 603-447-1430. That's 447-1430. You can also go to nheze.nh.gov/DCYF/#. That's nheze.nh.gov/DCYF/#. Megan, Nancy, any final thoughts before we go?
If we can all come together and help with this need, because this is, we're talking children. We're talking wonderful, fabulous children who just need a warm, loving, safe place to go, either on a short-term basis while things work out or on a long-term basis. So that's the appeal we're making today.
And if folks have any other questions or want to talk to me further about fostering, I am more than happy to talk over the phone, meet in person, whatever is works in their schedule absolutely works for me.
And that number is 603-447-1430. Megan and Nancy, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.